We sit here, we have just joined in the greatest party in partaking of the bread and the wine, recognizing and remembering your love for us. And so God, as we stand here in the midst of this great processional, God, allow us to respond with putting our branches down, putting our cloaks down, saying, Hosanna, blessed be the one. Hosanna, save us. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you today a story that I saw this morning. It was different. Of course, everyone was getting ready for the Passover feast. Moms were going crazy trying to get all the food ready. The streets were smelling with baked goods. The children were running around. Dads were going around to all the farms trying to get the clean lamb for the sacrifice. In the hustle and bustle of the big olden city, as we were preparing for the Passover, there came word. A friend of mine said, hey, you know what? There's a big parade. Do you want to go? I thought, what big parade? Oh yeah, Passover. That's right. During Passover, there's always this big parade. Parade of the Roman guard, led by Pontius Pilate on his war stallion, coming in from the west gate. As the soldiers marched behind him, they showed the power of Rome. They knew what Passover meant. They knew the significance of Passover to our people. So they knew that there will be no chance of anyone liberating us from the Romans. But my friend said, listen, it's not that parade. It's another parade. And it's not happening at the West Gate, but it's happening at the East Gate. You know, you heard the guy who fed the 5,000 people? You heard the guy that walked on water? You remember the guy that healed the sick? That spent time with the oppressed? Well, I hear he's coming. He's coming through the East Gate. So me and my buddies, we went and we grabbed some branches, we took our cloaks, and we ran over to the East Gate, and guess what? There were already 4 and 5 people deep. I couldn't see anything. So I tried to go closer to the gate, and the crowd was even larger. And you wouldn't believe me at this size that I could wiggle myself into the front of the crowd. And lo and behold, there was a man. Not in a stallion, but in a humble donkey. There were no soldiers with their armor, with their leather clothing. There were peasants. Ordinary people in sandals. And they weren't walking to a march to a beat. They were just kind of casually walking behind this person. And everyone was waving their branches saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! People were putting their cloaks down saying, Hosanna! Blessed be the one. He looked like an ordinary guy. There's nothing that seemed different about him. But this whole thing seemed different. Why are we having a parade for an ordinary guy? Why are we having a parade for a guy sitting on a donkey? Why are we having a parade for the peasants? I mean, they don't look much better than we do. But something moved me. There was something compelling about him, and I couldn't help it but started to follow this entourage of a person on a donkey and 12 people behind him. I followed. I realized we were going into the heart of the city, into the temple. I stood back and I tried to watch what this person on the donkey was doing. He seemed to be looking around. He was looking at the market people. He was looking up and down at the walls of the temple, so magnificent. He was looking at the children running around. And he looked around and he saw that the hosts of people shouting Hosanna were gone. He went into the temple. I couldn't bear myself to actually follow him in. I waited outside for about 20 minutes and he came back out. I really couldn't figure out what he was thinking. But he got back on his donkey and he continued to ride out East Gate, back into Bethany. Do you know what I did? What would you have done? I mean, I know Mom was waiting for me to get ready for the Passover feast, maybe go and grab some lumber for the fire, maybe go and bring the children in, I don't know, maybe help my father with some chores in the house. After all, it's a very busy time of the year. But I thought, I'm going to follow this guy. I'm going to follow this guy. Because there's something special about this guy. Because when he looked at me, there was something mysterious about his eyes. I think I'm going to follow him through this week. Will you follow him through this week? I know we have all busy lives. We have to get ready for the feast. We have to get the roast ready. We have to make sure we buy the Easter eggs for our children. But maybe this week, will you join with me in following him? Let us pray. God, there is a whole lot of stuff that we don't understand about this story. We call it the triumphal entry, but when we actually look at the passage, there really isn't much that is triumphal. We see Jesus who comes in to the entrance of people shouting, Hosanna, save us. But once he turns around, he sees a vacant crowd. God, so many times we pass over from Palm Sunday, we just pass right over into Easter Sunday, not thinking about what your great love is. God, as we join together with this man and joining Holy Week, God, allow us to be intentional in our walk with you, to walk with Jesus, to go into the temple with Jesus, to pray with Jesus. God, in the busyness of everyday life, we ask you to slow things down. Help us to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen.